From the Max South Broadband News and Weather Center, I'm Randy Bell, and here's what you need to know for Wednesday. Part of becoming a soldier involves fitness training, but with the extreme heat that's been plaguing Mississippi this month, the Mississippi National Guard has had to make some accommodations at Camp Shelby.
Anytime you're serving in the military service, there's an inherent amount of risk that we take on a daily basis. But under the extreme heat conditions that we have, some risks are just unnecessary at this time.
Lieutenant Colonel Deidre Smith says a safety stand down limiting outdoor physical fitness training during daylight hours continues after an Illinois National Guardsman died last week following the completion of a two-mile run at Camp Shelby. And a young Mississippi soldier was hospitalized with a heat-related injury.
We are ensuring that our service members are drinking water, that they are getting the right amount of rest, eating it properly, and basically checking on each other so that we can minimize the heat injuries that we've been seeing in our formation over the past few days.
Camp Shelby is always a busy place during the summer, conducting its regular leadership training classes, plus annual training for a number of Guard units from across Mississippi and from surrounding states. The Hattiesburg area has been the hottest in Mississippi this month, recording triple-digit highs on 12 of the first 15 days of August, averaging 102 degrees, reaching 105 on two occasions, and 104 three times. And while the northern half of the state enjoyed some below-normal temperatures yesterday thanks to a cold front, there was no relief at Camp Shelby, where the high was 103. The cooler and drier air will filter farther south today. In the meantime, this part of the state is waking up to temperatures in the 60s. And we'll see 80s again this afternoon, 60s again tonight, before the heat starts to build back in, with upper 90s expected by Friday and triple digits on Saturday. And that next heat wave will only increase the danger of wildfires across Mississippi. Much of the state, including the southern part of the local area, is under an elevated threat of fires breaking out because of a lack of rainfall. A Lexington woman whose disappearance in the Jackson area last week prompted a silver alert has been found dead in Rankin County. Tabernique Trixie Keys was 38. She was last seen a week ago walking near the I-55-I-20 interchange, and her body was discovered Monday under a bridge in that same area. An autopsy is being performed. Rural healthcare scholarship programs have put more doctors and dentists in underserved areas across Mississippi, but they could do a better job. That's what State Auditor Shad White says. White says taxpayers have invested over $33 million in those programs since 2008, increasing the number of rural physicians by 119 and adding 17 dentists. But he says administrators need to tighten their definition of a rural area to make sure that scholarship recipients locate their practices in high-need non-urban areas. The auditor's report says doctors and dentists who receive those funds should be closely monitored for compliance, and the amount of money that those who don't follow the rules have to repay should be carefully calculated. Find the latest news and weather online now at breezynews.com, kix96news.com, and cruisin98news.com from the Max South Broadband News and Weather Center. I'm Randy Bell.